Positive behavior support. At Unique Community Services, we always strive to deliver services that meet our clients' needs and help them live their best lives. That's why we incorporate positive behavior support into all our services. We've seen firsthand the positive impact of positive behavior support on our clients' lives. Throughout this blog, we'll go over all the main aspects, principles, and elements of the PBS approach and why it delivers the best results. What is positive behavior support? Positive behavior support, PBS, is a person-centered approach that aims at understanding and providing support to individuals who display behaviors that challenge. This approach believes that these behaviors happen for a reason and are often a result of an unseen desire, need, or concern. Positive behavior support aims to understand individuals who display behaviors that challenge. Moreover, PBS discovers why individuals display behaviors that challenge and helps people develop new skills to improve their quality of life. It's crucial to understand that PBS acknowledges that individuals who present behaviors that challenge may experience reduced opportunities for relationship building, reduced opportunities for community inclusions, restrictions. PBS goes beyond reducing behavior that challenge and instead creates an environment where an individual is understood and provided with alternative behaviors that benefit the individual's quality of life and independence. To reach this goal, PBS focuses on understanding the factors that contribute to behaviors that challenge. Defining and understanding behaviors that challenge. Behaviors that challenge are behaviors that pose a risk of harm to the individual displaying the behavior and anybody around them. Some of the more common behaviors that challenge include nonverbal behavior, pointing fingers, running away, giving rude looks, verbal behavior, arguing, using offensive language, name-calling, hurting others, pinching, scratching, kicking, grabbing, withdrawn behavior, deliberate silence, isolation from their support system, self-injurious behavior, biting, burning, overeating or undereating, destructive behavior, breaking objects, throwing things. These behaviors are a response to unmet needs or a difficult situation. For every behavior, there is a reason behind the behavior. For example, an individual with autism who has challenges verbally communicating may engage in self-injurious behaviors to convey their need for food. Similarly, a person with dementia might become agitated when confused or disoriented. PBS finds the reason for behaviors that challenge and helps provide people with healthier and safer alternatives. Rather than reacting to these behaviors, PBS underlines the importance of understanding and addressing the underlying factors of behaviors that challenge. Reasons for behaviors that challenge. Behaviors that challenge aren't exclusive to individuals with learning disabilities, autism, or mental health conditions. Both neurodivergent and neurotypical individuals can exhibit behaviors that challenge. However, neurodivergent individuals may not have the skills to communicate alternative behaviors. PBS provides individuals with behaviors that challenge the necessary skills to communicate their needs safely. Some of the more common reasons for why behaviors that challenge occur include communication challenges. When individuals cannot express their needs verbally, they might display behaviors that challenge. Sensory challenges. Individuals who experience sensory processing challenges might exhibit behaviors that challenge when exposed to certain sensory stimuli. Physical discomfort. Individuals might display behavior that challenges if they experience physical discomfort, such as pain, anxiety, or stress. Individuals might display behavior that challenges when they experience anxiety or stress. Emotional dysregulation. When individuals have challenges managing their emotions, they may display behaviors that challenge. It's important to understand that behavior that challenges can have other triggers besides those mentioned above. Every individual is different and expresses themselves in various ways. PBS focuses on the behaviors of individuals to understand the causes of the behaviors. The goal of PBS. The overall aim of the positive behavior support approach is to provide collaborative and person-centered support to improve the quality of an individual's life. Positive behavior support avoids punishment and blame. It is person-centric, focusing on compassion and understanding the reason for behaviors that challenge. PBS focuses on developing and understanding an individual's skills, abilities, and interests to improve their overall quality of life and create methods suitable for the person they are serving. Additionally, By understanding an individual's interests and skills, support teams can effectively communicate with the person and help them engage in community activities. This helps the individual socialize, gain independence, and create relationships within the community. What is a positive behavior support plan? A positive behavior support plan underlines strategies to support individuals who display behaviors that challenge. The process of developing this plan is collaborative and involves the individual, the support team, their family, and PBS practitioners. The PBS plan will outline the behaviors of concern and the impact these behaviors have on the individual and support team. A positive behavior support plan will also explain the reason behind behaviors that challenge and what the individual is expressing. Lastly, the plan will include the developed strategies for support, proactive and reactive strategies. Positive behavior support plans include proactive and reactive strategies. Proactive strategies aim to create supportive environments that promote positive behavior while reducing the likelihood of behaviors that challenge. Proactive strategies can include environmental modifications, developing new skills, or leveraging on existing ones, positive reinforcement, structured routines, supportive relationships. By implementing proactive strategies, individuals are more likely to achieve their personal goals, increase the quality of their life, and gain independence. Reactive strategies respond to behaviors that challenge once they occur and aim to de-escalate the situation and keep the individual safe. Some reactive strategies include de-escalation techniques, crisis prevention, reassurance, communication plan. The main goal of reactive strategies is to minimize the risk of harm during behaviors that challenge and promote safety. PBS behavior model stages. The positive behavior support model stages deliver methods for successfully applying PBS. Support teams can optimize success using PBS model stages and following a person-centric method. The PBS model stage is separated into three sections: the assess stage, the manage stage, and the prevention stage. Assess stage. The assess stage underlines the triggers causing behaviors that challenge, and the needs of the individual when they display this behavior. This stage identifies the overall needs and abilities of the individual. It also looks at the strengths and skills of the individual and their family. Manage stage. During the manage stage, support providers design methods for responding to behavior that challenges. The methods are for responding before or after behaviors that challenge, reactive strategies. Support providers develop ways to de-escalate the situation and behaviors before the individual displays behaviors that challenge. Prevention stage. The prevention stage aims to reduce behaviors that challenge. It does this by minimizing triggers. The strategies should be tailored to the individual's needs and requirements, improving their quality of life. Who can benefit from PBS? Positive behavior support can benefit many individuals requiring complex care and support. Individuals with learning disabilities, autism, or dementia may display behaviors that challenge due to difficulties communicating their needs. PBS can immensely benefit the quality of their everyday lives. Furthermore, young people and adults with mental health conditions such as anxiety, depression, or PTSD may display behaviors that challenge as a way to cope with their emotions. PBS can help identify the triggers and provide strategies to reduce harmful behavior. Adolescents and children with conditions such as ADHD, conduct disorder, or oppositional defiant disorder may benefit from PBS and positive reinforcements. Overall, any individual that displays behaviors that challenge can benefit from a person-centered framework. PBS ensures that each individual is supported with empathy, compassion, and care. Unique Community Services applies PBS within tailored person-centered care. Unique Community Services provides tailored professional and humanized services for complex care needs. We understand the importance of positive behavior support and how it can transform the lives of individuals and their families. Unique Community Services has in-house PBS teams that provide person-centric services to the people we support and their families. All clinicians are trained in PRO-ACTS-CIPR, a proactive and compassionate approach to behaviors that challenge. Contact our offices to learn more about positive behavior support and how we can support you or a loved one. Latest posts. What are learning difficulties? Blog: learning difficulties affect children and adults of all ages. Learning difficulties are a difference in understanding, processing and learning information. They read more common Down syndrome associated conditions blog. Down syndrome, or Down syndrome, is when a person is born with an extra chromosome. Having an extra chromosome copy in your read more Asperger's syndrome. Signs and causes blog. Asperger's syndrome is a neurological difference and is part of autism spectrum disorder. Individuals with Asperger's syndrome may experience difficulties with read more,